Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Theo, Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on Saturday night. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Connor Green, Buff Bagwell behind the glass. What's good, brother?
Doing pretty good, Al. How about you?
You got some sunburn on you.
A little bit.
Where'd you go?
I've been doing a little running lately and hurting my legs and getting a little sun in the process, so okay. Not too bad.
Any chicky-chickies?
Not too much, no.
Okay. just trying to lighten things up around here because Yankee fans, it's falling, and it's falling fast. And we talked about it with the upcoming schedule after the All-Star break, that it could get worse. I didn't have Aaron Judge going down on my bingo card, and here we are. The MVP, the two-time MVP, the home run king, all regular season, Aaron Judge, flexor strain, right elbow. On the IL, won't throw a baseball for 10 days to 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens. But the Yankees are in deep, deep, deep trouble. Six games back now. Six games back. It feels like just yesterday they were up 3 in the AL East. Six back. You got the Red Sox, who last time I checked were beating the Dodgers 3-2. The Blue Jays, the best record in the American League. The best record in the American League. The Yankees, since June 13th, 14-23. Only team worse than them during that stretch. Can I guess, Connor? What team is worse than the Yankees since June 13th?
The Rockies?
No.
I'm not sure.
The Washington Nationals. 14-23 of the Yankees since June 13th. And I love my birthday, but I'm sick of saying that date already because it was bad baseball for the Mets that point too since June 13th until, what do you know? They're on a win streak now, and they're hot, and everybody's getting hot for the team. Brandon Nimmo's delivering, Francisco Lindor snapping out of it, Juan Soto's being Juan Soto, so on and so forth, but this is about the Yankees. No UCL tear. Thank God. But what happens now? Aaron Judge said he wanted to stay. He wanted to play DH and hit at least. Yankees said, no, we're shutting you down. Shutting you down. But what happens now? With the trade deadline coming, this is the worst possible timing for this injury. You're struggling. Your bullpen stinks. You're fielding. Oh, look. Anthony Roper just made another error. The bullpen can't get anybody out. They imploded Friday. They can't field. What is it, 10 errors the last 4 or 5 games? Horrible. Where do the Yankees turn? Now, they do have some reinforcements coming back soon. Cruz, Leiter Jr., Yarbrough, they'll be coming back soon. But this Yankee staff right now, this bullpen, they can't strike anybody out. They just look dead. And I know they just traded for Ryan McMahon. They just traded for Ryan McMahon. And you got 2 more years of team control. I know he's a fantastic third baseman fielding-wise. And I know it's an upgrade from what they had. But haven't we seen this before with Yankees? Home run or strikeout? Haven't we seen this before? Another guy batting 215, 220?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Honey, we'll get the ball at the ballpark, but can he put it in play when it matters most? Man, we've seen this before with the Yankees. You want guys, especially if you make the postseason, which right now, I honestly don't know if the Yankees are going to make it. It's just so many things going wrong for this team. So many. You got Paul Goldschmidt, who's a great fielding first baseman. Even he had a brain fart Friday night. He didn't have to make that throw. You eat that one there. But where do the Yankees turn? Now, when Judge comes back, he's gonna DH. All right, so what happens with Stanton? Do you trade him at the deadline? Do you trade him before the deadline? Eat some of that money? What do you do? What do you do? And by the way, if you're going to call here at 888-808-1019 and say, I want to fire Aaron Boone or I want to fire Brian Cashman, you better have a replacement. And not just, I don't care who it is, because I'm going to hang up on you. You've been warned. You've been warned. Because if you're going to say fire this person, you better have somebody in mind. Better have somebody in mind. I don't care if it's Earl Weaver from the grave. You better have somebody in mind. So what do you do now if you're the Yankees? Spencer Jones, by all accounts, they're not bringing him up. Well, what are we doing? And Connor, we've talked about this before. I know I've gone over with Rami and with the whole thing with prospects and how the Yankees cut their prospects and their value when it's all said and done is an all-time low. So you got Spencer Jones who's killing it, right? Killing it. This is the peak of him. I know he's striking out 30%, 31%, whatever it is, whatever. But he's killing the ball. Don't you think this is the perfect opportunity to bring him up for a small sample size? And maybe you catch, I don't know, Shane Spencer lightning in a bottle. I don't know, Kevin Moss lightning in a bottle from back in the day. And the kid's killing it. And next thing you know, voila, there's your jolt of energy, no?
It could be, but also he could come up and strike out in his first 10 at-bats and then ruin his confidence, and then all of a sudden the fan base will turn on him a little bit and that kind of thing. And I think he also didn't play today because he has a back spasm issue, so he might not be ready to go. Who knows? It could be like a smokescreen. But
a trade.
But I feel like the Yankees are generally okay with when they bring guys up, they're ready, and they like to make sure they are ready before they come up to a certain extent, except for Volpe, really. I don't know. It could be a right move, but again, this is a team that's trying to make a push to what they think could be a World Series, and you feel like bringing somebody up at this point is like a concession that you don't feel you're good enough to get there with the current team.
So what do you think is best for the Yankees right now? I'm asking you because you're the diehard Yankee fan. You're in the trenches. You're there with Booney and Belly and Wellesley and Judgy and all those guys. Like, where do you stand?
I think they're not great right now, and the bullpen's bad, but I think if they could just get one legitimate starting pitcher, so you don't have to keep rolling out Marcus Stroman or Will Warren. Luis Hill's coming back. I like Schlittler. And then, you know, Max Fried, I think, should pitch better if the blister heals a little bit. Rodon, I think, will bounce back a little bit. I don't think they're that far away from being one of the better teams in the American League. I think the issue really, I know people always talk about third base, but the issue is you have three guys in your rotation that shouldn't be in your rotation. Will Warren really shouldn't be in the big leagues. Schlittler really shouldn't be in the big leagues. Stroman could be, but he really shouldn't be in the starting rotation for the Yankees. So you have three guys where you're rolling them out there. You don't know what you're going to get from Will Warren. Stroman's not very good. Schlittler's looked okay. But you need more consistency in the rotation, and what's killing them is just the fact that they've had a lot of injuries. You know, Gerrit Cole went down, Clark Schmidt went down, Luis Hill went down. So if all these guys were healthy, and people blame Cashman, but there's no way he could have known they were all going to get hurt. If they were all
getting
healthy,
hurt.
They would have been good, I think. Yeah, I think they're just the rotation's all banged up.
He's not getting hurt. Like, you can't blame Brian Cashman for bringing bodies in here and then they fall apart. That's not his fault. It's not. You know, before the season, there was the talk that just put the Yankees in the World Series right now. The American League stinks. I'm guilty of saying that, too. I can admit that. You looked around. Look at the Central. That division stinks. Look at them. Ready? The Guardians. Game under 500. Royals, 2 games under 500. Twins, 3 games under 500. White Sox, 17,000 games under 500. That division stinks. Then you go to the AL West. The Angels, A's, they stink. And by the way, I heard, and I love Tiki. I heard Tiki say this. And he said, well, they beat the Angels. You know. And then Evan said to him, so what? They're the team. Last time I checked, didn't the Angels beat the Yankees 3 out of 4 Yankee Stadium this year?
They did.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that. Just want to clear that up. Okay, because they are a major league team, and they did go to Yankee Stadium and win 3 out of 4. You play who's on the schedule. You do. The same way the Yankees had that fantastic comeback. What was it, last week versus the Braves? It was the Braves, right? They were down the dumps,
yep.
And they came back, and I said, yeah, the Braves stink, but it doesn't matter. It's a fantastic win for the Yankees. The way they came back, the way they fought, that's the team that Yankee fans want to see. And right now, since June 13th, you've seen crap baseball. Since June 13th, you've seen garbage baseball. 14-23. Only the Nationals, who fired their GM and fired their manager in the regular season, are worse. You think, oh, maybe a week or two, we'll get through this. No! This has been over a month now. You can go back even further if you want. So what do you do? What do you do? We're going to have Max Goodman on 940, correct, Connor? Yep. So we're going to have Max Goodman at 940. So we're going to talk Yankees. I'm going to ask him the questions like I always do. Shout out to Max. So I look forward to that. Yankee fans will get some more answers. Hopefully I ask you guys, for you guys, the right questions. But what now? Paul Goldschmidt at first? Fine. Second base, Jazz Chisholm, made an error today. Shortstop, Anthony Volpe? I don't know what to say. Ryan McMahon, if you listen to Yankee fans, they think they got the next coming of Jack Schmidt at third base. Talk to me in 2 weeks when he struck out 20-some times already. He did lead the National League in strikeouts with 127. He strikes out a lot. A lot. I would love to know the details why the Suarez trade didn't happen, because to be honest with you, I'm not a big Suarez guy, but the guy has 36 home runs, and he's killing it right now. And the Yankees need that in their lineup right now. They do. I don't know what the asking price was. But now you have McMahon for 2 years. I know his contract is 16, 17, something like that. But Yankee fans, haven't you seen enough of this home run or nothing stuff? Home run, strikeout. Again, I know it's a big upgrade compared to what it was. Whoever was there at third base, you know, you want to put whoever, was batting 150, 160. Jazz was not happy at third. He's a second baseman. Well, Jazz at second base. He made an error today. So much for that. But Yankee baseball right now is looking very, very bleak. And if I was a Yankee fan, I'd be tremendously concerned. Yeah, again, you went from being three games up. And then you got swept out of Canada, four games, and it's been nothing. It's been downhill ever since. Downhill ever since. How do you right the ship? Is Aaron Boone the guy, the right guy to right the ship? I just, me saying that, Connor, I already know where that's going to go. I mean, they Yankee fans cannot wait. Cannot wait to put Aaron Boone on his stick like we're in Hawaii in a pig fire and just.
They've been trying to get rid of him since he first got hired.
Yeah, it is true. That is true. But again, if you're going to call here and say fire Boone and fire Cashman, please have an answer. If you say, I don't know, you will hear the dial tone. 888-808-1019. Yankee calls after the breakout. Cintron on the Fan back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.